This morning we are going to read from one of Apostle Paul's letter, Romans, written to the Romans, chapter 12, and verses 1 and 2. I read from NASB, New American Standard Bible. Verse 1. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Relatively short verses we just read, but as we know, out of 16 chapters of Romans up to chapter 11, Apostle Paul laid down the divine gospel teaching and principle for the Roman Christians and all the rest of New Testament Christians, including us. And then, as we hear here, therefore I urge you, Apostle Paul transits from chapter 11 to chapter 12 to a stage of practical application. No practical application is sound, steadfast, and solid unless it is based upon solid rules of law and foundation. Up to chapter 11, Apostle Paul showed Roman Christians the miserable sinfulness apart from God's righteousness shown in Jesus Christ. Both the Jew and the Gentiles, they need righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. Once they are aware of their miserable state apart from God's manifested righteousness in Jesus Christ, they are earnestly in desire of that righteousness in Jesus Christ. But it is given for free. It is a gift by the operation of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of ascended Jesus Christ, proceeded from God the Father. As Jesus Christ promised on the night he was arrested to his disciples, I'll send another comforter, another counselor, another consoler to you. So Jesus Christ made it clear the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, is comforter. But the comforting is after pointing out the misery of the sinners. So, pointing out the miserable situation of sinners and comforting the same sin-conscious sinner is operation of the same Holy Spirit. So, chapters 1 through 11, we have seen operation of the Holy Spirit to pointing out miserable life. Those who sit in darkness apart from God-given righteousness in Jesus Christ. And those who are recipients of God's rich mercies, who are touched by the Holy Spirit, who are born again, who are dead to sin and alive to newness of life. They are totally new creature. As in his letter to Corinthians said, 2 Corinthians 5:17, you are new creatures. That new creature is alive because by the operation of the Holy Spirit, our spirits are united with Jesus Christ. Once we are born to the family of God, reborn, then the rest of our life is process of growth. Process of growth with the help of the Holy Spirit. That process we call sanctification. Only those who are united with Jesus Christ are in the process of sanctification. And that is forceful, powerful work of the Holy Spirit in each one of God's adopted children, new creatures. Now, chapter 12, with that principle in mind, Apostle Paul says, therefore, once you are united with Jesus Christ, once you are set in motion, entered into the process of sanctification, therefore I urge you, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. In practical stage, Apostle Paul now tenderly encourages his brothers in Jesus Christ who are, each one of them is member of the body of Jesus Christ. Each one of them is temple of the Holy Spirit. So today, Apostle Paul kindly, tenderly urging by the mercies of God. Once we are adopted to the children, to the family of God, already by the operation of the Holy Spirit, we begin to experience manifold compassions of God. In other words, the mercies of God. As we know, mercy includes God's heart manifested in accommodating to our miserable situation. come, passion, together, passion, pain. God accommodates to our painful situation and experiencing our pain together. That's exactly the position of incarnate Jesus Christ. That's why he has compassion for sinners for whom he died to pay for their sins. No wonder Apostle Paul says, by the mercies of God, by the same compassions of Jesus Christ, crucified for your sakes. With that heart and mind, emotion of Jesus Christ crucified, I urge you tenderly, present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice. When we think about sacrifice, it is bloody. So cannot be a living sacrifice. It should be killed. Bloody, killed, dead sacrifice. But here, bodies of Jesus Christ, they are dead to sin. And power of sin are destroyed. But they are alive to newness of life. Here, your bodies pointing to the importance of the physical body. That's a part of a whole human being. A person is made up of his pure physical body and spirit. But Apostle Paul here, he said, your body is very important. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. For your body, Jesus suffered on the cross in his body also. So now your body is dead to sin, but alive to newness of life. So constantly, as a living body, constantly being holy, you offer up as a sacrifice. So here, holy sacrifice can be dead, killed animal. Yet, the offerer, as priest of God, each one of us is living. So we offer our body as a living sacrifice because Jesus died as dead animal, Paschal lamb. We do not have to kill our body. But for the sake of Jesus' resurrection, our body becomes only dead to sin. And we became alive to newness of life with resurrected Jesus Christ. When we constantly maintain our body, keeping away from contamination of surrounding environment, then we are constantly offering our bodies as a living holy sacrifice to God. When we do, that is acceptable to God as what? Spiritual worship service. In one word, our whole life, the process of sanctification becomes life of worship. Whether we are in the church building on certain time period out of whole week. All the rest of the worship time, when we engage our life in our daily mundane works, both are life of worship, because we are constantly bringing our body dead to sin and alive to Jesus Christ in newness of life. So we are truly worshiping God both in our life and death, because our body is not our own, but belong to our faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. See? So the practical application has to be sanctification process, yet has to be based upon the fundamental truth, that is our unification with Jesus Christ in His resurrection. So our bodies are constantly offering as living sacrifice, holy, because that's pleasing, acceptable in the eyes of God, following God's written word. For the sake of slain Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, our bodies are engaged in daily sanctifying process. And God accepted it as well-pleasing in His eyes, and the living worship, holy worship. If we keep that sanctifying process in our daily life, then our life is living holy sacrifice. And with our body, we worship our God. Then we are daily spiritual worshiper of the living God. And verse 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove, or you may learn, and you may experience what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. This is our goal, to learn, experience the will of God. That is following footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is the lives of true disciples. Good, acceptable, perfect. That is God the Father's will, revealed to His disciples through Jesus Christ. Perfect will of God. Well-pleasing will of God. Good will of God. We cannot devise our own. We have to dig into Word of God to stick to revealed will of God. That's what Jesus practiced and exemplified in His earthly life. While He was young, also during His public ministry. That's what exactly copied by His own 12 apostles. and we are commanded to follow the same footsteps. But Apostle Paul tells the Roman Christians and Christians like us living in 21st century, do not be conformed to this world, because this world is passing by, temporary, transitory, versus eternity, ages to come. So we should not be conformed to this age of temporal, transitory, passing world. Instead, we should be transformed by our thought. Here, mind is a thought. Why? Our thought is prompted by, renewed by the Holy Spirit in our rebirth. So, our subconscious level, the Holy Spirit completely made us alive and dead to sin, as Romans chapter 6, Apostle Paul, he already said that. Verse 13, do not present your members, bodies, to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourselves, your bodies, to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members, your bodies, to God as instruments for righteousness. That's what exactly Jesus, he showed, exemplified in his life. And the Holy Spirit completely changed us from inside out. So, he renewed our subconscious level, our mind, deep part of our mind, we are not able to discern, but Holy Spirit completely changed that deep part of our mind, foundation of our mind, already renewed. So, in accordance with the operation of the Holy Spirit in our subconscious level, now, in our conscious level, our engaging mind must respond to it. So, as with renewed mind, we must be transformed constantly. It is our conscious, obedient life. Then it is holy and living sacrifice. Because if we are not obedient to God the Father's will in our worshipful life, then God would not accept it, because God wants obedience, then sacrifice. So, do not conform to this world. As Apostle John said, 1 John chapter 2, 15 and 17, do not love the world, nor the things in the world, transitory, temporal, passing away. Verse 17, the world is passing away. Also, it's lust. So, do not engage your bodies with passing world and its lust. But the one who does the will of God continues, live forever. That is what be transformed by renewed mind, because that was the operation of the Holy Spirit as a renewed child of God. We must continue not to conform to our surrounding environments and focusing on work of the Holy Spirit to imitate image of Jesus Christ in perfection, both mind, thought, gesture, actions, speech, all some human life. Then we know we are in right course in the process of sanctifying life, because the Holy Spirit has started us. So we must conform to that lead, because we have that renewed newness in our mind. And with that living sacrifice in our bodies, both body and soul, we must prove in accordance with the will of God, our worshipful life is always perfect, pleasing, and good. That's what we do every day, moment by moment, lessening our disobedience, sinful lusts, sinful behavior, and then increasing goodness of God, well-pleasing God, and more conform to known, revealed will of God, so that our wholesome life becomes more and more like our perfect apostle and our perfect teacher, Rabbi Jesus Christ. It is practical guide by the Apostle Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, he says, "We all with unveiled faces, looking as in mirror at the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord, the Spirit." Thank God we received the Spirit of Jesus Christ as our guide, enforcer, enabler. May our daily life become more pleasing, more acceptable, and better in the eyes of God. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for sending us your promised Holy Spirit. We are living in this end time, yet we look forward to seeing our image, our nature become like our Savior Jesus Christ from glory to glory in our daily struggle and obedient life. Constantly give us strength. Constantly shower us with your love, that we may become more pleasing to you, more acceptable to you, become always worshiper of spiritual worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.